the site mineral is what we're looking for, the gravel and the sand, which what I try to do with these presentations is explain it in a narrative way, but then also graphically represent what it is we're actually doing. So I'm going to describe what the property characteristics are first, and then once I go through a lot of these different details, I'm going to put some slides up there that show you graphically where things are going to be in accordance with our proposal, and how we got to that layout, what factors led to that layout. So I'm going to start in a real general manner. I know you guys know the area better than I do, but this is part of the process we go through to explain the existing characteristics. This is located on the east side of M52. It's south of North Territorial Road, and it connects Interstate 94. The subject property size is approximately 189 acres, and the property is primarily covered with woods. There are two existing gas mains that travel, they meander, but they're basically parallel with M52. And there's also an electric service that runs parallel to M52. Those utilities I'm mentioning are all on the same side of the road that we're proposing this site on. There's a great deal of relief across the site. As you've probably noticed, if you've driven around it, you see a cell tower that is mounted on the site. They typically are mounted on higher areas in the site. It's a large service area and so forth, so they do look at higher elevations. The highest point in the site basically is the cell tower location, and there's a small one-story building. I'm not quite sure what exactly is in there, but there is another high point in the site centrally located, and then the grade basically falls away from that high point to the west, the north, and the east. We did, as Tim said, we hired Mr. Tim Biro to come in and evaluate the presence of wetlands. And then once the wetlands were identified, we flagged the limits of those wetlands and then had a professional surveyor locate those wetlands to identify the limits on the site. And then Mr. Biro was also asked to take a look at each of the wetlands, what the character of those wetlands were, and identify, according to the MDEQ standards, which ones were regulated and which ones weren't. As I said before, the cell tower is located in the northwest or the northern portion of this site. There are two residences that are located adjacent to this site. The one is, and this will make more sense when I put the slide up that graphically shows where everything is sitting, but it's along M52. And it's currently part of the parent parcel. And later it will be separated from the parent parcel. And there's another one adjacent to the parcel in northwest, and the home on that property is approximately 1,800 feet north of our north property line. Again, the slide will make that make more sense. The subject property is currently zoned RR, which is rural residential. And with the exception of the cell tower in that building, it's basically unimproved, wooded, has the wetlands in different locations. Again, the map will make that more clear. There are three properties to the north of the subject parcel. The westernmost parcel is utilized as a residential parcel, and the balance is owned by the county, which in the past has been utilized as a gravel extraction or what they call bank run material removal. And currently it's used for equipment storage, material storage that may be staged there for some road maintenance and whatnot. A portion of the property to the north that currently looks like a natural shrub, emergent wetland was actually previously a gravel extraction mine. Over the course of the years, there wasn't really any formal, as I understand, there wasn't really any formal reclamation plan, but nature has a way of taking back things, and it's taking back this. Right now, it's a very functional, healthy wetland. And the property to the east and south is currently owned by the state of Michigan and is unimproved and vacant. The property to the west, immediately west, is of course M52, and then west of that is Green Lake, which is a pretty large size lake.